From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president says the critical issue of our time is climate change. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised U.S. President Barack Obama today for his visionary and bold leadership in advancing a plan to sharply cut the carbon pollution produced by American power plants.
On climate change, I highly commend President Obama's strong commitment since day one in his office. Up to now, and I count on your continuing leadership until we'll be able to address this climate change and have a climate change agreement in December in Paris.
Mr. Obama said the environmental threat posed by climate change is perhaps the critical issue facing the world.
At the top of our list was the urgency of a world response to the threat of climate change. And the Secretary General has been a consistent champion of a concerted, unified global response to the issue. I shared with him the work that we are doing in the United Nations so that we can be a leader in addressing this critical, perhaps the critical issue that faces humankind going forward.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today the 12 nations negotiating the massive Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal have made good progress toward reaching a final agreement, but that some details remain to be worked out. He highlighted a series of goals for the pact as he spoke during a visit to Singapore. Mr. Kerry will attend the ASEAN Forum on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Israeli security agents arrested two more right-wing extremists Tuesday as part of the promised crackdown on Jewish extremists after an arson attack killed a Palestinian toddler in his bed last week. None of the three extremists arrested since Monday has been directly linked to the West Bank firebombing that left other family members severely burned, but they are all suspected of ties to other violent crimes, including church arson. One suspect is Meir Ettinger. Now, he's the grandson of Meir Kahan. That's the far-right-wing rabbi who demanded all Arabs and Palestinians get out of Israel. Mr. Kahan was shot to death in New York in 1990. U.S. President Obama is planning a major speech tomorrow to argue for congressional and public support for the International Accord to Restrain Iran's Nuclear Program. Many Jewish leaders in the U.S. and Israel have criticized the nuclear accord, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The most important point I have to make today is this. The nuclear deal with Iran doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb. It actually paves Iran's path to the bomb.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Mr. Obama will discuss the key issues that explain why the accord deserves widespread support and why Congress should back the international effort. Russia submitted a claim to the United Nations today for 1.2 million square kilometers of Arctic seashelf, extending more than 650 kilometers from the shore. Now, under international law, a country has exclusive economic rights over the Arctic shelf within a 370-kilometer radius from its coast. However, Arctic nations have inclined to claim greater areas. Russia, the United States, Canada, Denmark, and Norway have tried to assert jurisdiction over parts of the Arctic. Billionaire businessman Donald Trump has scored the top spot for Thursday night's first debate of the 2016 U.S. presidential race. He'll be joined by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, and seven other Republican contenders who made the campaign's first cut. Fox News announced the 10 GOP White House hopefuls who will take part in the primetime debate in the crucial swing state of Ohio. They were picked based upon public opinion polls. And the family of Sandra Bland, the woman found dead in a Texas jail last month, has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the arresting officer and other officials in what they say is an effort to get information about the case. The 28-year-old Bland was found dead in the cell hanging from an overhead partition with a plastic bag on July 13th. Authorities said Bland committed suicide. Her family has questioned that finding, but on Tuesday acknowledged the possibility. Ms. Bland's family has said she was not despondent and looking forward to starting a new job. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.